CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 26th of October 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Get involved with YOTA Month and book your GB25 YOTA operating slot today. Photos from the VHF and HF contest trophies presentation are now on the RSGB website. RSGB gives an update on the QSL Bureau. Youngsters on the Air Month takes place in December, and the RSGB would love you to take part in this event. Special call sign GB25 at YOTA will be active throughout the month. Whether you're an individual, club, school, university or social group, this is a fantastic opportunity to host the call sign and get young radio amateurs active on the amateur bands. The Society would love to see scouts, girl guiding and cadet groups taking part too. The RSGB has changed the procedure for booking operating slots this year, so it's easier to see availability. Go to rsgb.org/yota-month and click on the schedules to see which slots are free. These aren't fixed and can be adjusted to suit your timings. You'll then need to email RSGB YOTA Month Coordinator Jamie, M0SDV, via yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register as a GB25 YOTA host and book your slot. Jamie can also help with any questions about taking part for the first time. The Society is aiming for the call sign to be hosted every day during December to enable more youngsters to have a taste of amateur radio. Be part of this great goal and enjoy your operating slot today. The main VHF and HF contest trophy presentations were held at the RSGB 2025 convention on Sunday the 12th of October. A list of winners and photos from the presentation can now be seen on the RSGB website, and selecting Awards Photos Gallery from the menu on the right hand side of rsgb.org/trophies. During the presentation, the prestigious ROTAB, R-O-T-A-B, trophy was awarded to John Warburton, G4IRN, for outstanding and consistent DX work. The RSGB would like to congratulate John and all the winners who received a trophy. Following the well-deserved retirement of QSL Bureau Manager Richard Constantine, G3UGF, the RSGB Board is making arrangements to ensure the continued smooth operation of the QSL Bureau service. Members should continue to send outgoing QSL cards to PO Box 5 Halifax as usual. Similarly, incoming cards will continue to be distributed by your existing sub-manager, and stamped addressed envelopes should still be sent directly to them. The board is currently finalising new management arrangements for the Bureau and will provide a further update once they're in place. The board wishes to record its sincere thanks to Richard for his many years of dedicated service to the Society and to the amateur radio community. Following Ofcom's recent implementation of Phases 2 and 3 of the Amateur Radio Licence Review, it has updated its main guidance document. Please ensure you use the October 2025 edition so that you are using the latest information. Ofcom has also clarified that if you hold a special contest call sign NOV and you change your individual or club call sign, the SCC NOV is still valid. This is because your full amateur radio license reference number hasn't changed. If you do hold an SCC NOV and you have changed your individual or club call sign, send an email to scc@rsgb.org.uk stating your old call sign, your new call sign and your SCC, so the RSGB Contest Support Committee Chairman can update the issued SCC list. Now for details of rallies and events. Today the 26th, the Gala Shields Radio and Computer Rally takes place at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Doors open at 11 o'clock and admission costs are £3. Disabled access from 10:45. More information, visit galaradioclub.co.uk. 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, takes place at the Museum of Communication in Burnt Island in Fife. Scotland, of course, on Saturday the 1st of November from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged and microwave test facilities will be provided. There'll be an opportunity to buy components and microwave-related items. An optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. More information and online registration at gmroundtable.org.uk. The event has a maximum capacity of 50 people. There are only limited places left, so book now. Now for special events. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Dutch Marine Radio Amateur Club, special call sign PA40MARAC, is active until the 31st of December. A QSO with this station earns 10 points towards the Marine Amateur Radio Club Award. More details, visit the PI4MRC page at qrz.com. Tarragona's Radio Club, EA3RCY, will be on the air throughout November using special call sign AO25TWHS. The station is active to celebrate the 25th anniversary of UNESCO World Heritage Designation of Ancient Tarraco. Operators will be using a variety of bands and modes. All amateur radio and shortwave listeners are invited to take part and earn a commemorative award certificate. More information, go to tinyurl.com/AO25TWHS. DX News, Harold DF2WO is active with XT2AW from Burkina Faso until tomorrow the 27th. He usually operates CW, FT4, FT8 and SSB on various bands. He also works via the QO100 satellite, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. Mike, VE2XB, is active as VY0ZOO from Coral Harbour in Southampton, Ireland, NA007, until the 18th of December. Listen for activity on the 80 to 10 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL VE2XB. Contest news, CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest started at 0000 UTC yesterday the 25th. Ends 23:59 UTC today, the 26th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. Tomorrow, the 27th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs 2000 to 2200 UTC. FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is your report. Tuesday, the 28th, RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC. All modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 29th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. The United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club DX at SSB contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 1st of November and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of November. Using CW on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Worktall Britain DX contest also starts 1200 UTC Saturday the 1st of November, ends 1200 UTC on Sunday the 2nd. Using SSB on the 80 to 10-metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is signal report, serial number and Worktall Britain Square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 12th of November. Visit the Worktall Britain website to read more about the rules for the contest. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, it looks as though Earth dodged a bullet last week with a coronal hole mass ejection, or CME, when it erupted on the far side of the Sun on Tuesday the 21st of October. Had that CME been Earth-directed, we could have endured a strong or possibly an extreme magnetic storm with dazzling displays of aurora. The source of the eruption was possibly sunspot region 24246, which has now passed to the Sun's west limb. In other news, we have had a quiet geomagnetic week, which has allowed the ionosphere to shine. The solar flux index has been modest, ranging from 130 to 150, but propagation has been aided by improved geomagnetic conditions. During the past week, the 10-metre band was humming with activity. Lots of stations were preparing for the CQ Worldwide SSB contest, which ends today, the 26th. 8P5A in Barbados had been romping in during the afternoon, as has HZ0YL in Saudi Arabia. Other DX worked last week, including, according to the CDXC Slack chat group, includes VK9DX on Norfolk Island on 12 metres SSB, 6 Oscar 3 Tango in Somalia on 40 metres CW, and PJ6Y on Saba and St Eustatius, using SSB on the 12-metre band. This last station is a Young Radio Amateurs DX expedition by the Pacific Island DX group. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will stay in the 140 to 150 range, with the KP index starting the week low but then rising. We may expect a KP index of 5 or even 6 around the 28th to the 31st of October. Look for auroral conditions and lower maximum usable frequencies during this period. Meanwhile, make the most of the long-range propagation on the higher bands whilst the KB index is low. Now for VHF and up. The period of weather up to the end of the week ending the 2nd of November looks distinctly unsettled, with a weather pattern driven by an Atlantic jet stream pointing straight at the British Isles. This means that further periods of stormy weather are possible, of strong winds and heavy rain. This is not a time to expect much tropo for VHF or UHF, but is a good period for the gigahertz band to explore the rain scatter propagation. The FOF2 and FOE's graphs at propquest.co.uk have been experiencing some data supply issues recently. It's worth noting that strong jet streams and fast-moving weather systems as we have now can bring a chance of out-of-season sporadic E. A good example on the evening of Sunday the 19th of October can be found if you check the archive tab. This four-hour active period was possibly associated with a slowly advancing jet stream as seen on the sporadic E blog tab for that date. Meteoscatter operators had the Orionids, which peaked on the 22nd, to play with last week. The broad zone of activity may continue to provide weakening interest throughout the coming week. The KP index has been relatively subdued recently, but the message is once again to continue to monitor for the chance openings by noting when the KP index reaches 5 or more, or if you start to hear LFCW signals, make a fluttering note. For EME operators, the moon declination is at minimum today, the 26th, so moon window lengths and peak elevations are both low. Apogee was early on Friday the 24th, so path losses are falling again. 144 meg sky noise rises over the weekend, reaching some 3,300k today, the 26th, before falling steadily to low levels on the following Friday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.